If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, well, another guy who knows what's what when it comes to living life and contract years, that's Pete Alonso. We all know what he went through last year. Didn't end up having the best year, although it was really, really good, 34 home runs, 788 OPS, 162 games. And yet, still, we were waiting to see where he was going to sign. Sure enough, he signs back with the Mets. And boy, the Mets, they were the big winners here. Right now, he's a 908 OPS, 21 homers, 280 batting average. He signs this deal, a two-year deal for $54 million, but he has an opt-out after this year. So we'll see. An opt-out, which he's probably going to take, I would imagine. I don't know. I mean, he gets paid $24 million next year. He's getting paid $30 million this year. But again, another great example of a guy going through contract year, went through it last year, and really technically maybe he's going through this year as well. All right, here you go. Here's Pete Alonso.
There's guys who haven't gone through contract years before, and it's a weird world, right?
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give them? Because everyone treats it different. I mean, what advice would you give them?
Oh, just play the game. Focus on playing the game hard every single day and prepare and do your normal work. I mean, I think contract years are business-wise, they're different, but every year's the same to me because every year I want to be able to play well. That's not because of contracts. I want to play the best year because I'm out there competing and I want to be the best player I can be to help my team win a championship. So for me, those circumstances will always be the same. And if you just focus on playing well to help the team, things will take care of themselves.
You've seen guys, everyone handles it different. Before you even experienced it, did you see guys, okay, this guy handled it that way, this guy handled this way, or did it just, you just took it as it came?
For me, like, everyone has different experiences, but I've talked to guys in the past, but to be honest, everyone handles it the same. If you just focus on playing the game, play your game, stay within yourself, and not necessarily try and force things. Like, the game will come to you, and you'll be able to capitalize, because if you work hard, stay consistent in the work, like, things will show up in the game.
Last thing is, you've been on good Mets teams, including last year, where you've come out of the All-Star break. How does this one feel compared to other ones? Even, like, how it feels different?
No, I mean, we're on the precipice of something special here. I mean, we're in a really good spot, and we have to, like, stay consistent and stay diligent because, I mean, the National League, there's a ton of great baseball teams. So, yes, we're obviously happy for sure, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee anything later on in the season. I mean, we're going to be playing some really important games and some baseball coming down the stretch. So we just want to stay on it, stay in the pocket, and keep working hard every day and taking care of the little things.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. For sure.
Another player who has lived the ups and downs multiple times of a contract year is Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray, who's sitting right now with the Giants in the five-year, $115 million deal that takes him all the way through the 2027 season. But it wasn't always that way. He had to go through the contract year life by signing a one-year deal, resurface himself with, yes, a Cy Young, and then boom, he gets the deal. But it's, as he's going to hear, it's not an easy road. It's not an easy thing to experience that for the first time. All right, so I hope everybody has enjoyed this podcast, enjoyed these interviews, conversations, debate, discourse, entertainment, whatever it is. I hope everybody has. At BB Isn't Boring, at BB Isn't Boring. We're storming on into the second half. Whatever you want to call it, we'll call it the second half. But with this conversation, with this with this topic, I thought was a pretty good one. So thank you to Kyle Schwarber. Thank you to Pete Alonso. Thank you to Robbie Ray. And thank you to producer Evan for doing such a great job, like helping me guide me through all the chaos that is the All-Star festivities. All right, here you go. Here's Robbie Ray.
So I'm just talking to guys about the when you get into the second half of a year, winning compared to like looking at your future, whether it's free agency or whatever, it's a weird dynamic. Everybody handles it differently.
Sure.
You having gone through it, what advice would you give guys who, you know, are sort of living that life?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just staying focused and going about your prep work each and every day like you normally would. I think everything, you know, if you stay focused on what you can control, you know, some things you can't control, like free agency and you know, what's going to happen after the year's over. I think what you can't control is what, you know, you do in a clubhouse, what you do out on the field. Those are the things that you can control, and I think everything else kind of falls into place after that.
Is that easier said than done? I mean, like I said, every guy treats it different. You've probably seen from a distance, even coming up, guys, oh, he's in a contract here or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, is it easier said than done?
Yeah, I think, you know, my first, you know, in 2020, in spring training, you know, that was my contract year. And going through it that first time, you know, you do have those moments during the season where, you know, things might necessarily be going the way you want them to go. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to kind of look up and be like, man, you know, am I doing something wrong? Or, like, what can I do to make this right? Mm-hmm. And I kind of did go through that my first time. Ended up signing a one-year deal back with Toronto. You know, betting on myself and, you know, paying off winning the Cy Young that year. But that year, you know, I had been through it the year prior. So with signing the one-year deal back with Toronto, I kind of understood, like, what I was going to go through again. I had, when those feelings started to creep in, you know, I knew how to handle it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is tough because we're human and, you know, we want to be able to provide
for
our
families. Winning Cy Young, though, has probably made it a whole lot easier.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that was a very special year for me. And but, yeah, I think it helped that I had gone through it the year prior and had those struggles to be able to, you know, understand what that feeling was going to feel like.
Yeah. It's a cliche. This might be a cliche, but also winning. Like, winning because you're wrapped up in – like winning, right? You're wrapped up. If you're on a bad team and you're sort of looking to get to the end line, you're like thinking, oh, this is my main goal to do well. But winning probably is a good distraction, I guess.
For sure. Yeah, like when the team's having success and you're winning and, you know, everybody around you is for the team,
mm-hmm.
and everybody is, you know, team oriented, it's a lot easier for sure.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.